Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on Ephesians chapter 1, we were talking about Christians being God's own treasure. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The point here is that we are His inheritance. Now, it is a privilege to be a joint heir with Christ. But for God, we are His inheritance. He who created and owns the universe, out of all that creation, sees us. We who have received Christ as His own peculiar treasure. That helps us to understand John 3:16 all the more, where it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That tells us God loves us. And so the apostle here is praying for the church at Ephesus. He is praying that we would understand how much we mean to God and how valuable we are in His sight. It reveals His love for us. A parent has children, and the children can love the parent. But in nearly any normal situation, the parent's love is much greater than the child's. The parent's love for the child is greater than the child's love for the parent. And, you know, that was true, you know, because as much as you love your child, you realize that that's really how your parents loved you. And that your love for your parents is like the love your child has for you. God loves you, my friend. And the prayer is that we'd understand how much we mean to God, how valuable we are in His sight. Now, God should mean so much more because He's done so much more for us. And how valuable He is to us. Eternal life, saved from hell. And yet God wants us to know how much we mean to Him. This is the end result and goal of His work in salvation history. It is not the gold and substance of the earth. None of that was paid for with the blood of His Son. Satan hates God. One reason he tries to keep people from being saved and to keep Christians from holiness and witnessing is because he knows that God's love for us is so great that these things cause the greatest pain. How can I then, regardless of what the world may say, just how can I make light of my sin in light of the cross, in light of the love that He has for me? Devotion to Christ, who died for sin, will bring forth an abhorrence of the sin that put Him on the cross. Don't think of what you can get from God. Rather, think of what you mean to God. That is why Romans 8:28-29 says, "For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, for those who are the called according to His purpose. for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his dear Son. Now, my friend, so often people take that great passage and they apply it to salvation. They say, all right, you're predestined to either be saved or to go to hell. That's not what the passage says. It's already talking about Christians and the trials they go through. And that all these trials, verse 18 of Romans 8, had said that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. And so we see that these things, although they may seem hard, work together for good. And then when he says, whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, is not talking about salvation. He tells us what he's talking about. He predestinated us to be conformed to the image of his Son. It's talking to saved people, and God's predestination is that they be conformed to the image of God's Son. So he allows these things that come in our lives that seem terrible to many, that he might conform us to his image. In other words, God is perfecting his inheritance. Now just think, God dignifies our salvation throughout all eternity by making us the objects of his inheritance. Learn to live daily with that knowledge. Isn't it interesting in Revelation chapter 3, the church at Laodicea? One of the great emphases that we often make in that chapter is that because neither cold nor hot, God will spew them out of his mouth. And we look at that as the major emphasis. And yet, if we'll read the rest of the verses, he says, he that overcometh will I make to sit down with me in my throne. Not in a throne, in my throne. Sit with me in my throne. That passage about Laodicea goes from getting spewed out of the mouth all the way to actually sitting with Christ on his throne. You see, it's not the Lord's desire to spew. The Lord's desire is that we repent and we allow him to conform us to his image. Again, live daily with this knowledge, especially when trials and tribulations enter your life. Just remember, he's conforming you to the image of his dear Son. And that takes us in here to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Now again, he's continuing here in prayer. He is praying that we might know the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. Now, I like that phrase, exceeding greatness, don't you? What an objective in prayer. That brethren in our local church may know the measure of God's power to actually be able to see the hand of God through their mind and heart's eye, ordering the events of their day. And my friend, that power is according to the working of his mighty power that he used to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. That's why Paul said in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now, you would think that a guy who for the cause of Christ had been stoned, had been whipped with that Roman whip 5 times, receiving 39 stripes each time, that had been beaten with rods 3 different times, that have been in perils of robbers and thieves, of murders and perils of weather, and day and a night in the deep. All these troubles from his own countrymen, for the name of Christ, you'd think that he would know Christ. And yet he says that I may know him. Now that's profound. If the very apostle Paul, the one called of God, said, you know what, I know him, but I really have a great depth of knowledge that is there that I need to know more. There's more of him I need to know. And if Paul needed that, I certainly need it. And he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. You see, the fellowship of his sufferings are those things that work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, that help conform us to the image of his dear Son. And this power not only restored a lifeless body, but a terribly mutilated body from the cross. And that power is here to work in us right now, as well as when he will use it to raise us from the dead. That's why we understand much better 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, where he says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, speaking of the sodomites or homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, as speaking of sexual perversion of about any type, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, this is the partying type people, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now notice, these are dreadful sins. And yet these dreadful sins are no match for the power of God. What those people that were lost in these sins needed was the blood of Christ, not psychology. Now think about it. He says, such were some of you. They didn't have the psychologists. They weren't counseled through all these things. You see, when you turn to Christ and you determine, I'm no longer my own, my life is Christ, he does a complete job. He saves the guttermost to the uttermost. And all this means that resurrection power is here. It's now. And it's available for believers in this age. I don't know what your sin is, but God can give you the victory. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.